All right, folks, welcome to another entertainment edition. This one's going to be a good one. This one's, I'm excited about this one. There's a lot of subjects we're going to be covering here. First and foremost, I want to thank Rosangel Perez for joining me once again from Cafecito Break. She has her own YouTube channel. You should follow her. Rosangel, thank you so much for joining. And by the way, Rosangel is MTV, VH1, and what else?
Black Entertainment Television.
And BET, right. Is that even still on? Is all the... MTV's gone, right? I mean, is it still there?
Well,
is it still there?
It's dying breeds. MTV News is officially gone. And I was there at the end where BET had transferred, I guess, ownership. And we all saw the writing on the wall. We knew that it was going from the people on the streets, that boots on the ground content creating and producing, that the ones that were discovering or pushing out artists like Eve, for example, to a place where it was going to just be mandated by the tippy top.
And that's
what we've seen.
And folks, first and foremost, get your noble gold. Are you worried about the future of the U.S. economy? You should be right about now, because everybody is. With so much uncertainty in the air, it's natural to fret about the security of your retirement savings. But there's one asset that stands the test of time, and that's gold, folks. For centuries, gold has been a hedge against market volatility and economic instability. I hope I said that word right. With a gold IRA from Noble Gold Investments, you can harness the power of precious metals to help protect your financial future by rolling over your existing IRA or 401k into self-directed gold IRA. You can enjoy the potential for long-term growth and stability. Diversify your portfolio with a tangible asset that has real value. Setting up your gold IRA has never been easier with Noble Gold Investments' sustained process and expert guidance. This election year, don't let the uncertainty keep you up at night. It's going to be so crazy, man. It's going to be nuts. Vote for the timeless safety of gold and silver in 2024. Noble Gold Investments will give you up to a 10 one-ounce silver Trump coins or a 10-ounce silver American flag bar if you open up a qualified account. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com. Get started. Folks, I'm being serious. You're going to need your gold. You're going to need it. All right, Rosangel, this is going to be a good one. I'm excited about this one because there's so much to cover here, folks. So buckle up. First of all, we're going to talk about the Hawk girl that is basically, this to me shows me the degeneration and downward spiral of society. And it's really a reflection on the idiocracy of our society. It really is. This, there's no reason in the world this girl should have 2-point-something million followers. All she did was, oh, I'll hit that haktua on that thing. And that's it, folks. She said haktua, and now she's world famous. And you could tell she's very uneasy and uncomfortable being that famous. And we're going to bring her up right now. We're going to start talking about this subject because I think it's a big one, because it's a reflection of society to me, of where we're at as a society. You got to give him that haktua spit on that thing. So here we go. Here we go.
Right here, guys, is what I worry about with haktua girl. I'm not even going to try to explain the whole lore, but basically a girl went mega viral a couple of weeks ago from a Man on the Street video when she said this.
What's one move in bed that makes a man go crazy every time?
And that was it. A 7-second clip that now has tens, if not hundreds of millions of views. This girl is super famous now. And now, guys, she has quit her job and she is moving to Los Angeles to become a celebrity.
I gotta quit my job. I said, peace. I think we're gonna do like a show and then we're just gonna be like on a bunch of podcasts and everything else.
Yeah, the whole team are. It's so crazy. It happened. The internet is insane.
I hope you heard that. Yes. Whole team now from a 7-second video. She's quit her job. She's apparently moving to
I mean, this is crazy. This is absolutely crazy. I mean, to get that famous, you know what I mean? I mean, just that's the internet now. I mean, a 7-second clip, complete accident. You know, when I did my, you know, what put me on the map when I did my viral video, I was selling out Hollywood, right? So that went viral. But that was actually for me. I feel like it was a good cause. This is just more degeneration and just more of a downward slide into the depths of hell. I mean, how is this girl so famous off a 7-second clip? And that just shows you what the internet can do.
Right. Your life could change. It shows a couple of things. Their life could definitely change from one day to the next. And it also serves as a lesson for all of us, right? I took a moment and I shared that video with a few of the young ladies in my life that I love to have real chat with. And I'm like, okay. And I make sure that I lay out the framework. I'm not judging that you're young and you might be young. You might be going out with your friends. You might come out of the club drunk. I'm not saying any of those things as a judgment call. That's just what young people do when they're exploring. But in these days, which is a little different than when I was growing up, we didn't have to worry about phones recording you in these spaces where you're young and you're working it out. And you work, the 20s are like a sloppy kind of season for human beings, right? There are many places where I look back and I'm like, thank God, there were no cameras in that club, right? So then now you have the perfect setup where you have drunk girls coming out of wherever she was coming out of. She looked like she might be inebriated, if I'm not mistaken. And in a few moments, you go from being an internet sensation, but she went through waves, right? There was the embarrassing part where people were mocking her, where she kind of, I guess, went away for a little bit. And then I guess she leaned into it. I mean,
yeah, what else can she do? No choice, I mean, honestly, right? you can't blame her. I mean, anybody would do the same thing. But my argument is this, is that that's where society is right now. I mean, you had that prophet, Brandon, I forget his last name, but there's an example right there. The guy who prophetically predicted Donald Trump's assassination with a bullet to the ear. And that guy is being, I understand right now, he's being blocked on YouTube, okay? And then you have this girl, Hakua, just becoming a huge sensation. That just shows you who runs the show, folks. That just shows you, this is like the idiocracy of America. And they purposely put these people, I think this is all, look, man, even if I'm talking in a spiritual sense, they're running the show here on Earth, and that's just all I'm gonna say. Like, this is, like, to me, a prime example of how we're sliding, not only in this country but in the world, we're sliding down into this void of hell. And this is what your kids look up to. This is what they're gonna emulate. They see her Hakua girl becoming an internet sensation. They're gonna emulate that, right?
Yeah, and it's, look, I want to just kind of, for any of the young ladies that might be listening to me, I am a crossover from that really, you know, feminist, modern woman mindset. And I have to say that when I look back and why certain things were not working in my life is because I was indoctrinated into that mindset. And there are things that when we're young, we think, you know, we can say and do anything, but the internet is forever. Even right. if you delete it.
Her parents, if she has parents, you know, I would imagine if they were, they should be petrified right now. They should be scared out of their mind about what's going to happen to this girl, because now she's just been thrown into the viper den, into the lion's den of Hollywood. She's going to embrace this celebrity stardom, whatever. You used to have to be good at something to get some kind of recognition. You used to have to be an incredible athlete. You used to be able to have to sing really well. You used to have to put together a group and have an amazing rap group or hip hop group, whatever. You used to have to be really amazing at something to get the attention, to get that legacy fame. Now all you got to do is say "Hakua" on the internet and you go viral, and that's it. And now you're on Bill Maher, and watch how cringy this is.
No,
what you got?
You need to do a podcast. You do it right here on Club Random. If you do it my way, sex expert. And I'll tell you why. Wait.
She's just a little girl. Look at her. How old is she, 21?
I believe she's 22.
I'll tell you why. Because you need to, I told you, you were given this chip. You were given the chip of fame. Now you want to trade that in for something that's uses that, but takes it to the next level. You have to, like, trade on what you're already known for. That's the one thing you're known for. So you could do a podcast for, like, I don't know if there's anything from somebody that age with that point of view, but it couldn't be frivolous. You have to take it seriously.
She's not going to take anything serious right now. I mean, this girl is going to be used and abused all over the internet in clubs. I've seen her in clubs and I've seen her in bars already. Like, she just does not know why she's there. This is like unimaginable fame just thrown on a regular. She seems like she's a small town girl. I don't know.
Well, from what I gather, and just watching clips and learning little bits about her, I believe she lives with her grandmother, and she said that her mother, when she speaks about her, I'm not sure if she's still alive, but she has indicated that her mother was addicted to drugs. I'm not sure if it was crack. Please, family, do not condemn me. I didn't research that aspect, but it kind of opens up the sympathy when you start seeing. And then for me, it's hard for me not to see this with my music television eyes when I see young, fresh meat. And I'm so sorry that I'm using that term. And all of a sudden, you see like these industry people just almost salivating over her and giving her this attention that almost reminds me of the attention that Justin Bieber was getting.
Yes. Yes. And look at Bill Maher here. I mean, he's like, it's such a cringe-worthy clip, folks.
Could you do that?
Possibly.
And talk about sex, but seriously, serious issues, because there are a lot of really serious issues. I mean, you know, there's one that's related to what made you famous.
Yep.
What am I going to say? You have no idea what I'm going to say.
I don't know. I don't know where this is going. I'm
okay,
kind of nervous.
I'm going to tell you where it's going. You learned that thing about spitting. That's where that came. What? You did. Maybe not direct.
This is so cringeworthy, man. I mean, you could just see how uncomfortable she is. And this guy is salivating all over her, Bill Maher. He's like salivating. He's just like, it looks like his fangs and claws are out, correct?
Everyone who has seen this clip does not receive it well, and some have wondered if his own production team was on the side, and some even wondered why did he not say something happened to this interview and can it, because it's a poor reflection on Bill Maher.
Correctly, but trust me, like that, the idea of spitting, first of all, it's gross. It's not necessary. It never existed. Do you know that? Do you realize that?
Yeah.
It's not benign. It is not. And it has warped the minds of the kids in your generation, especially the guys.
Yeah, they come up with some sick shit.
Yes.
People are just...
Yeah, no, I know they are. People are fucking sickos. And, you know, whatever floats your arc, but...
Whatever floats your arc.
Jeez, man. I got a feeling this girl's going to have this is going to be a train wreck, folks.
This is not a conversation a young lady, I think, would feel comfortable speaking to someone with that many years in distance from her. She's also young. And like, who wants, you just came into, you, no one knew you, and you're an overnight sensation. You said something in a state of mind that you didn't think would ever go viral. Now you're sitting on this podcast and someone's encouraging you to start a sex podcast, and also
what would she know about anything? She was drunk, right, and coming out of a club,
and at the same time like schooling her, like,
is this
like,
worth pulling
like
up
if
right
you're
here,
the grandpa
thing?
Yeah, so this is her celeb crush. This is all, this was giving me vibes that felt a little weird.
Miss Haley Welch.
Yeah, Miss Haley Welch.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing better now.
Why am I blushing? Why am I blushing right now?
I feel like Ghislaine Maxwell.
Haley, how old are you?
21.
How's your mom?
My mama a kid. You don't want her.
Is she an actual kid?
Yeah, I'm a baby.
Are you?
Yeah. Why do you think I'm so funny?
Okay, she might be your soulmate.
How are you enjoying fame?
I mean, it's okay.
Have some fun. Save some for the rest of us.
Okay.
When he says don't get too big for your britches, he means don't gain weight.
God, no. Preferably stay below, like, a, I don't know, a zero. I'm in Nashville August 24th doing Bridgestone Arena. Do you want to come out?
Yeah.
Do you want front row or do you want to be off to the side, like, backstage? What do you prefer?
Put me back there with you, my boy.
All right. Say less.
I love you, Matt. Thank you.
Well, we know where this is going. Oh, man. This is like fresh meat thrown into the viper den.
And into did you the notice lion's that, den. Why did the lady was like, I feel like Ghislaine Maxwell. Like, out of all the things to joke, I mean, I know it's a comedy show, but the other part is you're making, I get it. Look, people, when there's a trauma or something, you make fun. I laugh at the weirdest things sometimes, right? It's part of human nature and sometimes anxiety, but there's so much that the industry does in the entertainment landscape where they take something like someone having an addiction and they make fun of it, or like, you know, let's all get drugged up together. You know, that's sort of like what that led me to believe. And also, you know, to me, it seems like she's just being young and exploring. But what I would say is, from
this
someone
is dangerous,
who's,
man. And obviously, yes, it doesn't seem like
they may not be seeing you with those eyes, Haley.
Oh, no. And you gotta think this too.
Please enjoy all of that is coming your way. Work it to your benefit. Just know that they may not be seeing your innocence the way you might just think innocence, and you're not. The entertainment industry is a lion's den.
She's not protected.
Of the worst kind.
She has no supervision over her. It seems to me like, from what I can tell, like, her dad's not around. And what you just said, her mom may not be around. So this is just me speculating, but I it just doesn't look that way, because this is going to be a train wreck. I mean, this is only going to last a couple years, and then this is going to be boom, because you got to have staying power, and you know that. And you can get to the top, and then she looks like she's right there at the peak. Like, how'd I get up here? Like, a balloon just dropped her off, and she's up there like, wow, or a plane just dropped her off, a helicopter, whatever. And she's at the top of the mountain going, this is amazing. And it's all ice, and she's going to take the wrong footing and slide all the way down, because she doesn't even know why the hell she's there. And they're going to eat her alive. Mark my words. This is going to be bad. This is not going to be good. I'm telling you, I feel very bad for her. Someone should step in and start pulling the reins back a little bit. This is this is an unguided missile. That's all I'm going to say. This is an unguided missile is the way I see this. It's sad, man. I got to tell you.
It's a pattern that we just see too much, too often. And we all stay silent. And then we, you know, in hindsight 2020, we're like, oh, we saw all of the clues.
Let's get into Amber Rose. Amber Rose in political purgatory after RNC appearance. So, okay, we all knew that would happen. Amber Rose took a gamble supporting Donald Trump at the Republican National Convention, and now she's in political purgatory. The 40-year-old model sat down with conservative pundit Candace Owens in a lengthy video where the latter's an eponymous podcast. The pair shared their experiences as black women who vote on the right. Amber Rose is black. She looks like she's Puerto Rican or something, man.
She's mixed.
Whatever. All right. But they always say black. You know what I mean? Like, you could be mixed with white and black, but they're gonna say you're black. I've never understood that. The 40-year-old model sat down with a conservative pundit, Candace Owens, in a lengthy video for the latter's eponymous podcast. The pair shared their experiences as black women who vote on the right, and as a result have faced criticism from both sides of the political aisle. Rose, who was previously a critic of Donald Trump when he was president, opened up on why she now was a vocal supporter of the MAGA movement and speaking at the RNC convention in July. You know, the backlash is severe for her.
I mean, people from the music industry, like Hollywood, which is very liberal and left leaning, we have all been blacklisted, canceled for whether we were speaking out on 2020 to just supporting freedom, or even saying that we support Donald Trump. That specifically will still get you blacklisted in the industry today.
Right. And it's bullying. It's all it is bullying.
by the left.
You're basically, you're in political purgatory. It's the worst. Because when you leave, you're like, I've escaped. Then when you arrive, you're like, whoa. Yeah. Like, I don't know. I know I'm not perfect. I'm getting everything wrong. And you're being screamed at by the right. And it sucks. It really sucks because I can just sense I'm a person that goes on vibes. My team is laughing because I literally, like, I just get a vibe. But my vibes always been right. And when I spoke to you, I was like, no, she means what she says, and she's going through this metamorphosis, and it's painful. Like, it is really painful to come out of that cocoon, especially, I would imagine it's 10 times worse for you because your cocoon is Hollywood.
Yeah.
And there's no room. Mine was hard enough just being black and being like, hey, I am like a conservative.
Oh, I'm no longer black.
No, now. They will take that away.
You know who's taking the worst hit in Hollywood, in my opinion, is Jim Caviezel, who's my personal friend. That guy's taking it the worst. That guy's played... From the very beginning, when he played Jesus, Passion of the Christ, that guy's been taking hit after hit after hit. And then The Sound of Freedom, forget about it. That guy's blackballed like you wouldn't believe. Hollywood just doesn't even want to work with him because he takes such controversial, righteous roles and then stands up to them. He stands up to Hollywood. People need to stop apologizing and playing victim to this. We need to, like, find our ground, dig in our heels, and start punching. You know what I mean? Like, that's it. Like, that's me. That's what I do. I go against the grain. I go against these people. I love it. I salivate at liberals. I salivate at celebrities in Hollywood because I know I'm on the right side of history.
Well, something that I'd like to point out is that Amber is in that weird crux where when you're leaving this sort of left-leaning liberal mindset and you're exploring, people will cast judgment. And, you know, a lot of people were envious on the right because she got a spotlight speaking at the RNC. I mean, whatever. I can understand different reasonings for that. But where people go wrong is if we're trying to change the landscape of the way we communicate in America, when someone is leaning into your side, why are you going to bash them and only just bring up their past?
Right. And you know what? I've also noticed that these people keep apologizing. Like, yeah, I know. I got to find my tribe, this and that. Folks, what you got to do, it's the same thing as, like, when I used to go on my jogs or my morning runs, there was a dog that always tried to attack me in the neighborhood. And I would, and as soon as it started running, like coming after me, I would turn around and face it. And it would stop dead in its tracks because it knew I was standing my ground. That's how you have to be with these people. They're rabid dogs. They're coming at all of us. All you have to do is turn and face them and say, yeah, so what? What now? Yeah, I said it. So, and they're going to just fade away. Trust me, like a fart. I'm telling you, folks, they don't know what to do when you face them and say, so what? That's what I believe in. They don't know what to. That's how you stick up for yourself. You face them. You don't backpedal, you don't make up excuses, and you don't run from them.
I agree with you. Now, the other part of that little crux is that that women don't really have a space too much, right? Because women are still learning as a whole how to be supportive to one another. And so when you have a woman like Amber Rose who's exploring and she's getting bashed by men in the right wing, it is refreshing to see someone like Candace, who is strong in her convictions, staunch Christian conservative, reach out and have a conversation. That's all I'm saying here. We need to sort of reach out and be willing to listen because, yeah, some people are just grifting and other people are genuinely just seeking to build alliances with other people because they recognize something's very broken here in the United States and many other places.
No, I'm black my whole life, but okay. They were instantly like, she's not black.
Yeah, I'm not black anymore, apparently. Yeah. So
they take that away and they denigrate you, but it's got to be even harder to come out of the Hollywood cocoon because the entire industry is built around really everyone has to have the same perspective. Everyone has to be the same if you want to sign the deals. I mean, I sat down with a TikToker, super young, Gen Z TikToker, and he spoke about how he was basically told, like, he wanted to do more serious and talk about real issues, stay out of it. You know, keep doing fun, stupid TikToks, because if you start talking and you sound conservative, you're not going to get the sponsorships. You're not going to get the deals.
It's intimidation.
Right.
100%.
Which is crazy.
And what's crazy is that it wakes me up at night, Candace, because I have tortured myself for 15 years. I've tortured myself with this stuff, you know, and I beg and I've cried and pleaded, please reach for the stars. Even if go talk to like maybe more conservative brands, see if they'll give me a chance. They wouldn't give me a chance, you know, because they just didn't know me. And I get it. I'm not upset. But,
you know, I have noticed that, you know, just like liberals, conservatives can be very judgmental, especially the Christians. Like, no doubt about it. Like, they're always telling me, oh, you cuss too much, this and that. I'm like, yeah, so? You're not going to, I know what my beliefs are. I stand firm in my beliefs, and no one's going to, and nobody has the right to judge anybody. But I've noticed that, wow, man, there is a lot of finger pointing and judging on our side.
I agree.
Amber Rose with Aiden Ross. Should I play this one?
Yes, it's a short little clip.
Aiden Ross, he's making the rounds, man. This guy's on everything.
Washed forever.
Right. No, truth. I want to ask you, you brought her up. What do you think about Kamala, like, having Megan Thee Stallion twerk? You know, what were your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, look, it's, you know, I think I like Megan. I think she's a good person. I think that she is pandering to Black people. I think that she thinks that that's what Black people want to see in order to vote for her.
It's literally twerking versus Make America Great. That's really what we're dealing with here. To me, it seems like, and I'm not going to say it on FluffTube, but it's a certain IQ versus a certain IQ, both intelligence and emotional. You know what I mean? That's really what we're dealing with here. And it's the victimhood mentality to the abundance mentality, the people that want more in life, the thrivers, the go-getters, to the people that just want handouts, in my opinion.
And I think it's absolute bullshit. I mean, you know, I think that people in general just want to know the policies. All that, you know, the extra stuff, it's like, it's cool. It's like a, you know, a concert and stuff like that. But what about the policies? How are you going to make America washed for?
Yep.
Man, I'm just surprised at some of these people having such a huge following. Leftists see that Trump dances as Trump dances with Gen Z streamer Aiden Ross. Once again, Aiden Ross, folks. At least he had the balls to bring on Trump, you know?
They look like.
Well, maybe you need to restart it.
Trump clip farming? I know. It's incredible.
President Trump and his strategy to counteract Kamala Harris when it comes to Gen Z voters.
Okay? Now, I've said this on all my shows. I've said this since the beginning. I said they're going to activate celebrities for Kamala Harris. I've been saying this over and over and over. Taylor Swift, all of them are going to be activated to get the youth vote. As well as the immigrants. This is going to be a much bigger problem than people realize because they're very influential and impressionable, and they're going to go for it. They're going to go for the Gen Z to go and shift or sway the vote. And Rose Angel, you know, I've been saying this for the last 2 years. I said, whoever they're going to get, they're going to put this celebrity stigma on them. They're going to make them bigger than sliced bread, and they're going to make them the biggest thing, a huge sensation, and then get all the celebrities behind them. That's how big this machine is.
Okay, a lot of people believe that this election is going to come down to Gen Z. Okay, are they going to turn out and vote? And if they do turn out and vote, who are they going to vote for? Now, it depends on which poll you look at. Generally speaking, Democrats tend to do better with Gen Z. However, in this election, the polls have kind of been flip-flopping between Trump and the Democrats, whoever their nominee is, whether it's Biden or Kamala Harris, in regards to Gen Z support. But again, the idea is that Kamala Harris is going to do a lot better with Gen Z than Joe Biden. And again, Trump needs a strategy in order to...
Because they don't know any better. They don't know any better. They're impressionable. They don't understand what's at stake here. They don't understand the globalist agenda. They don't get it. They have no concept. They have no point of reference.
Beat that. Okay. He's already joined TikTok, and now Trump is doing live streams with Gen Z influencers like Aiden Ross, whose audience is mostly males. And that is important because Kamala Harris is trying.
Bro, are you kidding me? This is Aiden Ross's entire career. Aiden Ross built his career writing every fucking rapper he could. Then he did that to Andrew Tate, and now he's doing that to Trump.
Okay, Aiden,
he has hopped on from one to the next. That is how he's been able to literally fucking keep his career alive. So for me, like this isn't any different than what he's done.
So this guy's just hating on Aiden Ross.
So he presents him with what, with the Tesla car, and when it's kind of cool.
Aiden Ross gives Trump the Tesla car?
Yes, yes. So if you kind of back it just a couple of frames in between, that you might maybe a little forward, because it's somewhere in the first 3 minutes. But that's the car that he gave him. It's wrapped, and when Trump sees it, he goes, "Oh, an Elon."
Wow.
Voting for. And
yeah, so he shows up the car, they're in it.
You almost have to have respect for this level of writing. Bro, are you kidding me? This is Aiden Ross's entire career. Aiden Ross built his career writing every fucking rapper he could. Then he did that to Andrew Tate, and now he's doing that to Trump.
Okay, Aiden,
he is hot.
Wow, man. That's a nice, nice car. Those are those Teslas? Is that a Tesla car?
Mm-hmm. They listened to some music, and then they wrapped it up with the famous Trump dance for his TikTok audience, with Trump also sharing a little message on TikTok.
I know.
So I say that incredible. This is a huge success.
It's beautiful. Please, please let Aiden drive the Cybertruck with Trump in it. Please, 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 please. That would be, oh my God. Oh my God. That would be so good. I'm sorry. This doesn't, like, this is going to get a lot of coverage from the media overall. But, like, in real-time analytics, this didn't touch the Kevin Hart, Kyson Ash stream. Okay? Let's be real. Like, it's just not.
But I said, you
don't have juice like that, little bro. And you hear this Trump, really. The double dick sucks coming. Oh, God! Oh, my God! Oh, that's so bad! Oh, my eyes!
Man, this guy's just a prime example to me of where the country's going. This guy right here. He has no idea. This is for president of the United States. This is who's going to lead us or take us out of World War III. You want Kamala? You want twerking? Is that what you want? This is the downward slide of America, folks. That's what this show's about. This is why I'm showing these videos, to show you the ignorance, the IQ level, the emotional cue, the IQ. This is why I'm showing this. This is why I do these shows. I mean, that's what you agreed to, right, Los Angel?
Absolutely. I wanted, when I left the industry, I really didn't want to think about music television again or anything in that, because it's such a dirty business and there's a lot of taking advantage of in many different ways. People really just prey on your weaknesses, and it's an environment where you either sink or swim. And some people stay so long that they know how to play the game. And then, unfortunately, some people get corrupted.
Young people could be influenced at the ballot box to vote for the presidential candidate endorsed by Taylor Swift or Beyonce. According to the new poll, popular singers could sway Gen Z voters. I've said this for many shows, folks. Many, many shows before this even happened, before they even chose Kamala for the nominee, I said they're going to make her the biggest, hottest thing since sliced bread, and they're going to get all the celebrities activated. Many Gen Zers, those born between 1997 and 2012, will be heading to the polls for the first time to vote either for former President Donald Trump or Vice President Kamala Harris, who is a presumptive Democratic nominee. There are also four other candidates, including Cornel West, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and Jill Stein, and Chase Oliver. See, I knew it was going to come down to the youth. I knew it. In a new poll conducted for Newsweek's 34% of Gen Z respondents said they were significantly more likely to vote for a candidate endorsed by Swift.
I know.
Jumped up for Beyonce. This is what we're dealing with. That's why I'm making these videos. We got to be the resistance.
Every week we kind of see the novella updates, you know, about Travis and Taylor Swift traveling the world and giving little hugs and kisses to each other, because that's just the most important thing to know about.
Yeah. Scary stuff, man. We are living in a scary, scary time, folks. Very scary time. Aerosmith retires from touring, citing permanent damage to voice. Well, it's about time. But what about Mick Jagger, though? That guy's still going strong. That guy doesn't stop. He's like 90. But okay, so Aerosmith says Steven Tyler's voice has been permanently damaged by a vocal cord injury last year, and the band will no longer tour. How old is Steven Tyler, by the way?
I believe in his 70s.
He's got to be, yeah. The iconic band. Well, let me just get, yeah, here they are right here. Yeah. Wow. Jeez. The iconic band hits like Loving an Elevator and Living on the Edge posted a statement Friday announcing the cancellation of remaining dates on its tour and provided an update on Tyler's voice. He has spent months tirelessly working on getting his voice to where it has been before his injury. We've seen him struggling despite having the best medical team by his side. Sadly, it is clear that a full recovery from his vocal injury is not possible, the statement said. I wonder what he did. We have made a heartbreaking and difficult but necessary decision as the band of brothers to retire from the touring stage. Man, that must have been severe.
Yeah,
Tyler announced his injury and his vocal cords in September.
Yeah, supposedly they said that he was bleeding from the way he strained his voice. It sounded pretty painful.
Jeez. Well, this is also what I wanted to talk about right here. The Elon Musk Ocean X video. Now, could this be AI? You brought that to my attention. But the reason I want to say that this could be real is because I think that this Ocean X does exist, and I'm going to say why.
I see it. It's inside the Earth, Joe. I discovered it a couple of years ago, and have been working up the courage to come forward ever since. All the major seven seas have canals kind of deep below our previously observable levels, which all kind of interconnect and lead into this eighth ocean, which is thousands of miles deep inside of the Earth. The aquatic creatures that we have up until this point believed were prehistoric and currently extinct, such as the Megalodon, Helicoprion, Mosasaurus, Tylosaurus, Leopleurodon, Pliosaurus, Kronosaurus, the Elasmosaurus, Plesiosaurus, Ophthalmosaurus, the Romaleosaurus, Cricosaurus, Dacosaurus, Metriorhynchus, Geosaurus, are actually all comfortably residing inside of Ocean X.
Okay, and the reason I wanted to bring that up is because now you're saying that could be AI-generated video?
Yeah, and I didn't find any like source video where Elon might have said that. But I stayed contemplating that it reminded me of like the movie Avatar, where we all knew that it was not real, but we wanted to believe there's an aspect of us that knows that we're kind of kept in a shelter bubble and that there's more to this earth. They always keep us sort of like looking up. Not that many people look up these days, but the ocean is unexplored. Then I have to say that there have been many people and definitely sightings of people saying that things live underwater and beings live underwater. And what else can be underwater? If we have such an unexplored territory, what could be residing down there?
You know, Jacques Cousteau, and I've read some books on Jacques Cousteau. He went into Lake Tahoe and dove into Lake Tahoe and went to the depths of Lake Tahoe, which is very, very deep. And he came up terrified, saying that the world is not ready for what I've saw. It's not ready for what I've seen. The world is not ready. There was another explorer. There was a guy in a submarine, and this guy died in that. I think a helicopter crash 3 days after coming out to reporters saying that he took a submarine to the depths of the ocean and found another lake reservoir at the bottom of the ocean. And he tapped his submarine on it, and it was like almost like saline. It was like another dimension. It was another dimension. It had clams coming out of it and everything. It was another body of water under the ocean that was like a lake, which cannot make any sense. I'd have to see this to believe it. But this guy died shortly afterwards in a helicopter crash. So to me, as above, so below. So the Bible says this, as above, so below. And if there's water below our oceans, then when we look up at the blue sky, I have to wonder to myself, is that water? Is that in the Bible? It says, as above, so below. Is there layers to our realities? Is there, when we look at stars, it looks like they're shining to my naked eye in water. That's what it looks like to me. Now, a lot of the flat earthers are going to go crazy over this, but I'm just stating the obvious. And sometimes things can just be the obvious. I don't know. But as above, so below. And it says that in the Bible. And if we're finding caverns, and I've heard before that this whole world is carved out like a honeycomb, right? And if there's caverns underground in our national forest, which I believe is why a lot of people go missing, if there's caverns all over this planet that connect, of course they're in the ocean. And of course there could be another ocean below that. So to me, I think this is a real possibility. Now, I don't know if that video was AI generated or not, but I wanted to speak on this anyway because there's been enough information out there for people to research and look into that this could be a reality. There could be levels to our reality and levels below this earth, and there could be prehistoric type creatures living in these oceans. So I just asked the question, could it be? That's all I'm doing.
Can I say something that, you know how we all have friends that are like dreamers and sometimes what they dream seems to connect to something that happens in reality later on. So we have a circle of friends like that. And lately, there's been a commonality where people are having dreams about the water and something happening with the water or something coming out of the water, different circumstances, right? Some are dreaming of the waters elevating and there being something pretty magnificent.
Psychic premonitions.
Yes. And it reminds me, like, you know, 9/11, before that happened, a lot of people were getting psychic premonitions, which I really believe is a level of information separate from, you know, data, getting, you know, looking at things for analysis and that. I think that there's many ways that we human beings can receive information. And it just makes being alive, I think, in this human skin a bit more exciting, because if you just pay attention to the news and politics, it's a depressing situation for us.
You know, before 9/11 happened, my sister actually wrote down in a notebook, she goes, I can't describe, the night before. She was living in New York. She was like, she even took the time to, and I have the papers at the house. She wrote down on a notebook, I can't describe the energy. Something's off. She wrote it. She had to write. She wrote it all down in a notebook. And that was the very night before 9/11 happened. She was writing about how the energy felt off. There's something, you know, it's kind of like the analogy I use with cattle at a ranch. My rancher friend told me that when a storm comes, the cattle tenses up and they form, they kind of push together. They kind of huddle together and the birds start flying lower. And I think human beings, we sense the same type of thing. I'm telling everyone right now, folks, get ready for October, November, because this is going to be like something you've never seen before. And I think we all feel it. I think we all know it deep down inside. We can feel it in our being that things are going to change and change for forever. And it's going to be who controls the day after this. So, with that being said, I hope everyone follows Rosendo Perez at Cafecito Break on YouTube. Cafecito Break on YouTube. And folks, give us a like, a share if you like these entertainment episodes. We're going to keep doing more of these. I think it's a very important subject. As corny as it can be, I think it's still a reflection of society. Like the Haktua girl is a reflection of how society is sliding further and further into a void of darkness and hell, and we need to pull ourselves out of it. And that's the only reason why I do these shows. So without more being said, Rosangel, thank you for joining me. Where can people find you?
Cafecito Break on Twitter and Instagram, Cafecito 10.0. We post almost every day, and YouTube is unfriendly territory, but we welcome all subscribes. So thank you so much. And I will say, just to wrap it up on my end, that some New Yorkers have been oddly saying that there's something about the current environment that's reminding them about the 9/11 weather, the feeling of the way it felt in the street. So I got a little bit of chills when you were talking about your sister, you know, These are tough, painful memories. But yeah, family, this is why we're doing this here, because we need to sort of like be in a sense of community for the tough times that we anticipate are coming.
All right, Residual, thank you for joining me. All right, folks, please give it a like and a share and hit the notification buttons. Later.